Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington and cities around the world, as well as other U.S. cities, to rally for tougher gun control laws here in the United States following a recent mass deadly shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Yolanda Renee King is civil rights champion Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter.
My grandfather had a dream that his four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough. And that this should be a gun-free world, period.
March for Our Lives, the student march and student organizers demanding that children's lives are made a higher priority for the country, and they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A new poll conducted by Associated Press indicating sentiment may be changing regarding gun ownership and use of automatic weapons. The poll found that 69% of Americans surveyed now think gun laws should be tightened. Overall, the survey indicated 54% of gun owners now favor stricter gun control laws. In other news, Russian and Syrian media reporting more than 105,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Departure comes a day after one rebel group surrendered territory in Ghouta. This is VOA News.